In the early 20th century, two wealthy British idiots fell through a portal that sent them to the strange multiverse of video games for some reason. They are... Pundering on Number 4!
Well, I performed the first step of the scientific process, poking it. Now what?
There you are, Pendany. The sheer gall of you suddenly vanishing due to forces beyond your control. What the pissing deuce are we?
I do say, it is a bit exotic, hey what? The leaves on the trees have corners and... I just cut myself on a flower petal.
I dare say that if I were a botanist, I'd be clutching my head and screaming like a small child of whatever your least favorite gender might be. Hooray for ignorance! I wonder what that thing over there is.
Why not, meat-based failures? My glorious little robotnik will replace all stupid drinery for ugly losers with perfect steel!
My word! What an adorable automaton! See how it tries to look and act like a beetle and utterly fails so endearingly? What's your name, you delightfully pathetic attempt at imitating nature, you?
You have just insulted your fury agent, Mojo!
It even knows its numbers! Well, some of them, and it got the order wrong, but you have to admire the effort.
Immediately before joining you to Ultradeck, I will have you swear running down again!
I wonder if it's rideable. Ooh, sorry about that, Jack. Curious. Those aren't the sounds anything makes, and that was quite the somersault. Also, that was a somersault period. I didn't know I had it in me.
I wonder if it knew it had a live pig inside it.
Thanks, son. Wait, you're not the usual guy.
By Jove! It's like some manner of stark naked Beatrix Potter reject!
Okay, I have numerous questions, such as, but far from limited to, there's a usual somersaulting automaton dismantler? And are these large floating rings real gold, or just some manner of gold-plated flute mineral?
Oh, screw this noise!
Must be some manner of local farewell! Ahem! Screw this noise indeed, talking pig! May all our noises be screwed!
Well, I foresee two possibilities regarding this recurring swirl-based phenomenon. Either our next leap will be the leap that takes us back to our point of origin, or it won't be. What say you?
I say, last one out of a place for eating bacon is unspeakably wrong is a rotten foodstuff of some variety!
Egad, he's right! This morning's breakfast alone could make me this place's greatest monster!
I doubt it. The warm record holder's a doozy.
Thank you, suddenly present blue monstrosity, and additionally, goodbye!
Happening on Number 4!
Some sounds provided by ZaptFlat.com.